I'm Christine Dean, and this is a virtual edition of Live from Studio A, and I'm happy to welcome back to our airwaves, Mary Bew. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Christine. Awesome to be here.
And it's funny because I was trying to remember when the last time we talked was, and it was just 11 months ago. And wow. Yeah, you had just finished recording your album, which you are now releasing. Yes. And it's The World Is Your Lover. And the album is coming out the same day that we are airing this. We are pre-recording this session, but the album comes out the same day that people are listening to us right now. So it's out today. Hooray.
Today. Hooray. In the future.
Yes. Yes. So since you had recorded the album already the last time that you were here, you talked about it a lot. So we talked about some of the things, but holy cow, has a lot happened since then. And we should mention, and tomorrow you have a virtual or a live stream from Sacred Heart Music Center in Duluth. And that, I believe, is from 7 to 9. Is that right?
That's right.
So excited. Yeah. And Sonia from Feeding Leroy is going to be opening up.
Yes.
Have you done very many, in-person performances since the pandemic started?
Zero.
Okay. And that's still virtual, but there will be like 3 people in the room. So
Correct. Yes. My, 3 of my bandmates will be playing music with me. I have not played with them since December. And then just, yeah, the people running sound and doing the cameras, and that's it.
Wow. Oh, that's fun that you get to play with the band. I guess I didn't even think about that part of it.
Yes. Yeah. They are braving it. Braving the COVID danger for me, which I'm extremely grateful.
Are you able to rehearse with them at all? Or, I mean, I know you have some really great players on your album, and they might even be the kind of people that don't even need to rehearse.
Yeah, I just said, you know, I'm totally up for rehearsing, but you are all so good and will play very close to how it's recorded. So I think they're probably rehearsing to the album, if that. Mm-hmm. No, they probably are. They're pro. So
right. Well, just who's gonna join you on
stage? Steve Price. Oh, yep. Mm-hmm. Steve Price will be playing bass, and he was also my producer. And then Jeremy Ilvesacker on guitar, and Richard Medic on the drums. So yeah, the core band from the album.
Wonderful. Well, that's so fun. And so you had recorded the album, and I think you said you recorded it right before your last trip to India, back then,
yes.
Right? Your first trip
yep.
to India.
The first trip. Mm-hmm.
So since then, you've been back to India, which is pretty yes. exciting. And yes. you picked up a sitar while you were there, is that right?
I did. Yeah, so a lot has happened in this last year and a half or so, but I went in this past January to Rishikesh, which is the beautiful city where the Beatles and Donovan traveled to study with a guru. It's a yoga capital of the world, they say. And I studied at a Nada yoga school, which is Nada yoga is the yoga of sound. And so I did a really intensive 28-day certification about kind of making our bodies more pure vessels for sound and studying. I wasn't planning on learning the sitar, but I fell absolutely in love with it. I took lessons in sitar and harmonium and voice and, you know, all these yogic practices as well. So, yeah, brand new instrument in my life.
And do you think that one will make its appearance on whatever you do next?
I plan on it, yes. If only, you know, a little bit of, I'm still so fresh to it and I really want to honor the traditions. I'm taking lessons. I'm trying to really steep myself in it. But I think the next thing will be kind of a little more experimental, and it will definitely make an appearance.
Mm-hmm. How are you taking lessons during this time? And from
right,
who?
So thankfully my teacher in India, his name is Bhuvan Chandra. He's the founder of the yoga school, the Nada Yoga School. He does YouTube lessons. So I started out, or just like YouTube tutorials. So I started out working with him, just like watching his videos. But their time difference is like 12 and a half hours different than here. So I just never really thought to like do Zoom with him. But I found a teacher actually in Minnesota, David Whetstone, who teaches at Carleton College. And he's been, actually, he was the poet Robert Bly's sitar player for like 30 years. So he traveled around with Robert Bly performing sitar. He was co-founder of Ragamala School, or Ragamala Performing Company. They're like an Indian dance and music company, and they performed all over Minnesota and beyond. So he's an excellent teacher. Mm-hmm.
Oh, great.
And actually, Michael Furrow, Wabi, a.k.a. Wabi, who owns Rosewood Music, he takes lessons with him too. Which I found out. So we're taking Zoom lessons.
Great. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know if Wabi want me to tell that, but it's awesome.
I suspect he wouldn't care.
Yeah. I know. I was like so happy to hear that.
Well, that's great. And it's also nice that you have something that you can do during the pandemic to, you know, kind of enrich yourself, and that doesn't involve leaving the house, but keeps 100%. You occupied.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, good for you. That's really great. Well, you're going to play a couple songs for us. What did you want to start with here?
I think I'll just start with the title track, The World Is Your Lover.
All right. It's Mary View.
You sat and waited on a bus, a plane, a train to nowhere. You heard it coming for a long time, then forgot about it. How many times does one forget, explain, and start it over? You took a break, you searched your soul, and now the world's your lover. And screens and got a vision, a waterfall of magic running down sweet juicy nothings, but they were nothing, they were something big, and don't forget it, you took a break, you searched your soul, and now the world's your lover. Sadness, grief, and loss, you feel it, baby. The failure sex, you tried a thousand times and nothing's sticking. That lovely moment when you let it go and feel forgiveness. Untie your hands and throw them up because the world's your lover.
Follow, 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 That's Mary Bew, a virtual live from Studio A, and the title track from her new album out today, The World's Your Lover, World Is Your Lover. And when last we talked about this album, Mary, you were saying, it sounded like some of the songs were ones that you'd actually had around for a while and hadn't recorded before. And then were there perhaps some that were written just for this album too?
Yeah. So quite a, let's see, The Riverman and Jerk and Gemini Eyes, those were all from like, I'd want to say like 2005 era. So a long time ago.
And what prompted you to bring those back again?
They just seemed to fit. They really did. I played them for Steve, my producer, and I just told him I have a bunch of songs that are just kind of sitting here, and I played them for him, and we just kind of picked through a bunch of the demos, and it seemed to fit. So I'm really glad. And then the first song, which I can't say the title, we'll call it Big Storm, some sort of storm. That wasn't necessarily written for this album, but it was new after The Majesty of Beasts and All the Things and Hawaii. And yeah, there's quite a collection of the competition. Those are all new songs. I guess this album, in some ways, when I started recording it, I was prompted by a former manager to record it, and I didn't really feel ready to start recording yet, to put out an album yet, but this new manager, he wanted me to have new work. So we just went for it. And then it ended up taking this long time, this gestation period. So I guess it's coming out in the perfect time after all this wait. It's been done for so long.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's funny how, so the song that you mentioned that we're going to call Big Storm, it's kind of apocalyptic. The last time you were here, you talked about how it was from a vision that you'd had of Lake Superior, you know, being turned into a desert. And so it kind of feels like, wow, this song feels just about right now. just, you know, for all of the things that are happening. So it's funny how sometimes things, even when they were not recorded or written with something in mind, that they bring it to mind.
Yeah, I found, and I've read that some artists, I mean, a lot of people can tap into intuition and psychic abilities, or just, you know, get a feeling for what might be coming, like looking at the way the world is unfolding, you know, but some of my songs have been prophetic for sure. So now I kind of want to just write, you know, about rainbows and butterflies and let, you know, and just let that reality unfold. If my songs are going to be psychic, then no, I should paint my future in the way that benefits the most people. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
For all of our sakes, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can write a song about how the election turns out.
Exactly.
You can, you know.
Oh, I wish I had that much power.
So tell me about the song that you just played, The World Is Your Lover. What inspired that one?
Yeah, so it's about... It's about having so many. So there's one line in there, the failure stack, you tried 100 times and nothing sticking. It's about like trying to do so many things and just feeling over and over like a failure. And, you know, this year has been very strange in like it's failures versus rewards. So some people might be like, what is she talking about failure? But yeah, I've been playing music for 20 years, and a lot of times it feels like screaming into a void and failing at other things. I ran a yoga business, and failure is kind of like, is it a failure or is it just a taking a different road, you know? But so it's about like finally forgiving yourself, letting go. It's about me, and it's about other people that I've witnessed, like just finally like throwing up the hands and just kind of welcoming welcoming what's coming, trying to just like ride with forgiveness and grace, and just life is so unpredictable. We just never know. So it's also about like this tantric philosophy. So some of us might go in a different direction when I say the word tantra, but about how like everything is sacred, like the good and the bad, the you know, the dirty and the pure. Every sort of moment is giving us an opportunity to learn and to grow, and like everything can be our teacher and everything can be a gift, whether it's like tragic or beautiful. So it's like the whole world is always offering us these opportunities for that. So yeah, it's a lot of like opposites, the play of opposites, good, bad, light, dark, failure, success, that whole thing. Polarity.
Well, and this seems like a perfect time to mention that long after you wrote that song, you got a really wonderful acknowledgement from City Pages as best songwriter for the past year, right? In the Twin Cities.
Yes.
So
complete surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I woke up staring at my phone as I do, and I was just really crabby at myself for being addicted to social media, and then my friend tagged me, Katie Vernon, and she won a best acoustic performer, and yeah, I won the best songwriter. And then it was nice, they said, they don't say like best female songwriter, it's like best songwriter.
Yeah,
which
and
is
they,
amazing,
and they better not.
I know it's like the time, it's not the time anymore.
Yeah, we're
but
done
a huge honor, and just it's one of those moments where I'm like, okay, people might be listening. This is not screaming into the void as much as I thought. It felt really hopeful. And yeah, I just cried all day about it. I still cry about it sometimes. So.
Well, I was very happy for you.
Thank you.
I mean, and I love, you know, like what you were saying about the world is your lover and kind of feeling like a failure in some ways, but then things happen that, you know, remind you that,
yeah,
things are good too, that you're not a failure. Anyway.
Thank you.
And I'm very familiar with that feeling too. I think a lot of people can relate to that feeling. And then yes, sometimes you have to remind yourself, or you're proven wrong in a way, and you're like, oh yeah, that's right. I'm okay.
Yes.
Yes. You also have, let's see, one of the songs on here is a cover, which I don't, I was thinking about it. I'm like, I don't feel like Mary does a lot of covers. Is that, yeah, so that was, it's kind of interesting to have one on one of your albums. That didn't occur to me until you actually put one on there. How did you pick this Tom Petty tune, Insider, that's on your album?
Well, I've always loved Tom Petty, and then I became extremely obsessed with Tom Petty, not after he died, but just like kind of like a little before his passing. I was like, the obsession was very strong, and then I almost got a chance to see him, and then I didn't get to, but yeah, this song, like I seriously pay for SiriusXM in my car so that I can hear there's a Tom Petty station.
Nice.
And this song just like hit me very, very deeply. It's a duet he sings with Stevie Nicks. And he actually wrote it for Stevie, from what I've read. But then he realized he loved it too much and he wanted to keep it for himself. So he wrote her Stop Dragging My Heart Around, which is a great song too. But yeah, I just fell in love with the song, and I made a little rendition on the piano. And since quarantine times, I have been doing covers in my own house, just putting them on the internet. But yeah, I don't do covers live, barely ever, so thanks for noticing.
And Alan Sparhawk is on the recorded version of it with you?
Yes, he's my Stevie Nicks.
I love that. And you also, Adam Levy joins you on a tune. Adam Levy of the Honey Dogs is on one as well.
Yes.
It's a competition. Anything you want to say about that particular tune?
Well, it was really fun doing the duet with Adam because he like brought the heat. He like sings like this like 80s I don't know, hair rocker or something. So we had to sort of, well, this song, that song, once folks hear it, it's starts out on the ukulele, and I recorded it just on the ukulele. Like, I just thought it would be like a quiet little ukulele song. And then it became like one of the loudest songs on the album. And it's extremely rockin'. And it's about a lot of things, but basically like a comparison problem that I've had, that many people have, looking at other people's lives, or even feeling like you do things better, you love deeper, or other people telling you that they love you deeper than you could ever love them. You know, like, it's, some of it is literal, and some of it is like, okay, well, actually, in the end, nature doesn't even care, and nature's going to blow up a volcano and give us all these, you know, storms and stuff, and in the end, these feelings don't matter. So there's a lot going on in that song.
Well, do you want to play another one for us?
I would love to.
Which one would you like to play?
I'm going to do The Big Storm.
Okay. And then I forgot to warn you about this ahead of time. So not to give you something to distract you while you're performing, but at the end, I'm going to ask you to pick a song from the album that we will play and that I will put on to the end of this session. So,
Awesome. Great.
So, I forgot to warn you about that. So I'm warning you now.
Awesome.
Well, let's hear Big Storm. It's Mary View on our virtual live from Studio A.
I walked for miles on this parched earth, once flowed with lava, then a river burst. And now the snow falls on the sage. When that big storm comes, the earth's gotta rage. I had a vision, the Great Lakes were drained. Superior Desert was her new name. Eagles cry, barn owls scream. When that big storm comes, it's not gonna be good. Oh my God, have you forsaken me? All the gods are laughing now as the earth starts cracking and the bones start snapping and the walls come crashing down. He's a brutal force. You can hear him coming on his big black horse. And he's got friends high and low. When that big storm comes, well, they all gotta go. Oh my God, have you forsaken me? All the gods are laughing now. Snapping and the walls come crashing down. Ooh. 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 Well, I pray to Ganesha to tear down the walls. I prayed in Shemayo, protect those I love. I bow to the east, I bow to the west. When that big storm comes, nobody's gonna be left. Oh my God, have you forsaken me? All the gods are laughing now as the earth starts cracking and her bones start snapping and the walls come crashing down. Ooh. Ooh.
That is Mary View, virtual live from Studio A, and the song that a clean version of the song that starts your album. I love some of your song titles sometimes, that one, and then and then you have one, You F Me Up, we're going to say it that way.
Yep.
Jerk. It's just called Jerk. And then I love this one, My Ego Is Huge. Tell me about that song, just because I love the name and the concept.
Oh, awesome. So unfortunately, that didn't make it onto the vinyl, first of all, because we crammed 22 minutes on each side and I had to cut one song. But it is on the CD and it is on the digital versions. But I was a psychology major and, you know, I think about the ego a lot with performing and how, like, everything I do is, you know, me, look at me. Like, I need people to, like, follow me to, like, do my work in some ways. So then sometimes it just becomes a complete, like, it messes with my mind because I'm like, oh, I need to stop this, like, self-absorption. Like, and then there's, like, the huge craze, you know, well, people should be in therapy. It's, like, so valuable if it's available to you. Go to therapy, everyone who's listening. But then, you know, there's, like, going and seeing shamans and, like, witch doctors and, like, all of the things that we do to, like, quote unquote, heal ourselves. And it's all good. It's all valid. But it, like, sometimes is like, oh, my gosh, people. Like, like, these, it's just, like, let's get over ourselves a little bit. So, mm-hmm. Especially me.
It is kind of funny because the two things that you are drawn to, in particular, the spiritual, the yoga and all the spiritual things surrounding that, and then being a performer, that whole ego thing is totally in conflict or in balance, perhaps it has to be in balance. I don't know.
Well, it's definitely, they help each other for sure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, the yoga talks about, you know, it's so much more than just the body, the physical postures. We've talked about this before on the radio, but, you know, it's like such a exploration of consciousness and how with the practice, with meditation and all the different limbs of yoga, to practice without the hope of, you know, achieving special powers. You know, we're practicing for the sake of practicing and like evolving, but not to like grab on to like, yay, now I can walk on, you know, fire, and now I can levitate, and now I can be famous. And you know, it's like that might happen, but if it happens, like, not to be attached to it. So you have to keep going and you have to keep practicing, and there's still more work to do. So
And so you're an independent artist, and you've been posting recently about one of the side effects of being a independent artist is that you are like doing all that mailing by yourself.
Oh my God. Yes.
So I was thinking about, you know, you've been a business owner and, you know, so you know what that's about. And now you're kind of in the Mary Bew business. And
yes.
So, you know, you're like chief cook, bottle washer, and the person that sends out all the albums.
Yeah, and like I could have maybe hired an assistant, but I was like, you know, it's COVID and like I can do this, you know. But oh my goodness gracious, like, thank goodness for Jillian Ray, who told me about stamps.com, because you can like buy postage and pay for it and like apply it to your packages if you have a scale to weigh everything. Because I was bringing an IKEA bag, you know, those huge blue giant IKEA bags. Mm-hmm. I was bringing that to the post office full of things to mail. And can you imagine like someone like arriving at the post office, standing in line behind someone with a giant IKEA bag full of packages? Like, you're not going to be happy about that. And so I found, you know, helpful suggestions, and I'm almost done mailing. This is like the blessing and the curse of Kickstarter, and also mostly it's just a blessing of people wanting to buy the thing. So thank you, everyone.
Yeah, there's so many great things about being an independent artist, and then there's some things that are not quite as great, but
right.
But they still enable you to do it.
Exactly.
So what are you, do you have any other plans moving forward? Have you been doing many live stream performances at all?
I have not. I've done, I would say, a handful, maybe five or so. I just feel like I need to get a little more savvy on the technology. And it also is like, I miss people being in the room. And there's something like a little bit sad about like turning off the computer and being completely alone. You know what I mean?
Right.
When it's all done. But but it is like also really cool because when I have done that, people from all over have been able to tune in, which is super cool. And I hope they do for the Sacred Heart thing. And people who have kids and like didn't really go to shows for many years. Now they can tune into their artists that they, you know, maybe haven't been watching or going to shows to for many years, you know? So there's the good and the bad.
Yeah. Yep. I've been finding that as well, for sure. Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations on the album. Congratulations on your Best Songwriter Award. That's so darn exciting.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for doing this and joining me today. And again, Mary Bue is going to be doing a live stream. The album is out today, and the live stream is coming up tomorrow from Sacred Heart Music Center. It's on their YouTube channel, and it will also be on their Facebook. And there's a Facebook event for it. You can just search for Mary Bue, and that should pop up. And 7 to 9 p.m. That's yes. Tomorrow night. All right. And okay, now is the time you get to pick out what song from the album should I wrap up with here.
Oh, it's so I want to give you two choices, and then is that okay?
Yep, absolutely. My only criteria is it cannot have swearing in it.
Dang it. I know. Come on, FCC. No, just kidding. either the melancholy beauty of All the Things with that string section, or Competition, which we already talked about.
Okay.
So I'll let you choose.
All right. Since we talked about It's a Competition, we'll do that one.
Awesome.
Okay. So that's what we're going to wrap up with. But first, I need to tell you that today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Emma Gilhausen and funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. To listen to past sessions or see upcoming guests, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A, virtual style, on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.
It's a competition, how bad I feel compared to how